This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, Congress has advanced a bill aimed at helping tribes combat child abuse, and a new program helps Navajo families power up their homes for the first time. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. An Indian Affairs bill to prevent child abuse appears set to become law after the U.S. Senate passed it earlier this week. H.R. 663 was introduced in January 2023 by U.S. Democratic Representative Ruben Gallego of Arizona and has moved through the 118th Congress with bipartisan support. The bill provides funding support for Native American tribes in treating and preventing child abuse. It would reauthorize three programs at Indian Health Services and the Bureau of Indian Affairs, created by Arizona Republican Senator John McCain in the 90s. At a September hearing, Congressman Gallego spoke to the need for the bill's passage.
We'll create a National Indian Child Resource and Family Services Center to help tribes and urban Indian organizations with training and program development. We will develop new intergovernmental agreements between tribes and states to prevent, investigate, treat, and prosecute family violence. And we will encourage culturally appropriate treatments and services for children that have been impacted.
In a press release, Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, who's vice chair of the Indian Affairs Committee, said she applauds the Senate for passing the bill. She said it is further progress towards ensuring safety for Native American children. Two other bills that address missing and murdered Indigenous people and health care disparities in Native communities were also advanced for further consideration in the U.S. House of Representatives. On Wednesday, we highlighted the challenge of living without electricity. Today, you'll hear from Navajo families who are getting power for the first time. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more on a life-changing program. Insert Radel rap here, and coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios of Eugene, Oregon.